For those of you looking for help on eliminating toxins from your life, having more beautiful and productive landscapes and gardens, and especially if you want to learn how to cut your water bill in half, you've come to the right place. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with your host, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody, and happy Mother's Day to everyone out there, especially the mothers, especially Logan's mother, Judy, and, of course, everybody else. Hope you're having a good time with friends and family today, and really appreciate you taking a little bit of time to be with us today. I need to catch up on calls, but I want to tell you real quickly before I start that we have a winner on our mystery photograph. I think I even forgot to mention it at the beginning of the show. It's a plant that you might want to consider. It's really a very cool plant. It's easy to grow, very beautiful, colorful. It's an elderberry. It's an elderberry that's a little different. It's called Black Lace. And I think that's the main name. There may be some others. The foliage isn't actually black. It's just a dark green, and it comes close to being black at certain stages. But the flowers are big and beautiful and white. You can see it on dirtdoctor.com. The mystery photograph is the far right button under that top photograph. But congratulations to the winner, whoever identifies the mystery photograph each week first wins one of our online courses, the 15-chapter online course. So congrats on that. Let's catch up on phone calls and then back to a few other things that I need to get to. Pat in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, next up. Hello, Pat.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
I'm great. I'm from Pittsburgh also, but I'm from Pittsburgh, Texas.
I enjoy your program very much.
Well, thank you.
And I just had a quick question about peppermint oil. I understand that that's a deterrent for squirrels and chipmunks. And I was wondering, is that your thought on that as well? Would mixing that with some water, perhaps dishwashing liquid, spraying it on the plants? Because I no sooner get my seeds planted or my flowers planted, and the squirrels and the chipmunks just love going through the soft soil and digging them out. And I was wondering if the peppermint oil would be good to deter them from doing that.
Well, I tell you the truth, Pat, it'll help, but it won't totally work 100%. You could also put on that list some cinnamon. And kind of like the mosquito recommendations that I make, I think the best thing when you have a really, really tough pest like chipmunks and squirrels and rodents and various kinds of things is to vary the repellent that you're using, because they get used to something if you use the same thing just over and over again. So I think peppermint would be good. Mix it, alternate it with cinnamon. You can make cinnamon yourself, you know, just add cinnamon to water in a sprayer. You might be able to buy a liquid product. You also might see if any of your nurseries or feed stores or garden centers there in the area have any cedar oil products too.
Okay.
They work well. And alternate those, and it works as well as anything. Nothing's perfect. The biggest pest that I have is squirrels.
Okay. Now, Howard, when you're mixing the peppermint oil, about how much do you use? Just a few drops to a quart of water or a teaspoon? Or I didn't know the measurement that would be proper for that.
Well, that's one of those subjective things. You just got to play
okay.
with it and see. You know, you don't want to use more than you have to because it would waste money. So I'd start with a teaspoon per gallon of water, something like that.
Okay.
If you do it in a quart spray bottle, you might even start with just a few drops, kick it up to a teaspoon, and then kick it up a little higher if that's not doing the job.
And should I add a little dishwashing liquid to make it adhere better, or do I need to do that at all?
Again, I'd try it without it and try it with it and
okay.
see which way works best. I'll just put you in charge of this research.
Okay, Howard, I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go somewhere, and where am I going to go? Carol in Dallas. Hello, Carol.
Hi, Howard. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. What can I do for you today?
Well, I called with one question and something popped in my mind, so I'm going to get that out of the way before I forget. Bob Webster, what station does he come on and what time if I want to tune in?
Well, he's KTSA, and we're on at the same time on Sundays, and he's also on Saturday. I come on with him on Saturdays usually at 8 o'clock. We'll sometimes move it to 7 if I've got a personal appearance or something like that. I don't know if he's streamed live like I am or not. You know, you can hear me on DirtDoctor.com with go that route or listen to in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, KSKY is what we're on, and then we're on about 200 different radio stations around the country. And they're all explained on my website. If you just go to the radio button there on the homepage, yeah.
Okay. I get you on 660.
Yeah, that's KSKY.
Oh.
660,
okay.
The answer.
And you have them. Okay. I've got a compost pile. It's under a big Siberian elm, which is a trash tree, and it's in the shade. And I was turning it yesterday, and as I pitchfork through, I'm getting these massive roots, little fine. It's almost like a Brillo pad. And is that tree trying to come up through the?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure just pulling it out and throwing it away because I want to get rid of the tree anyway. So.
Yeah, the Siberian elm would tend to do that pretty badly. It'll also come up, as you probably know, from seed all over the place in the spring.
Oh, yeah.
That's the true Chinese elm. That's the real Chinese elm.
Yeah, well, they grow fast.
Well, I say it's the true Chinese. It's the one people call the Chinese elm the most. It's actually the Siberian elm, like you said.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, that's all I got for today.
Thank you for calling.
Well,
have a good Mother's Day. Let's go to J.W. has been holding a long time in Coppell. Hello, J.W.
Good morning, sir. I have a couple of questions. You talk about the hydrogen peroxide, mixing it with water to loosen up your soil.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you spray that, will it do anything to the foliage?
Yes and no. Hydrogen peroxide is one of the most interesting things that I recommend, and it's a chemical, but it's a chemical that does, you know, so many good things. Of course, water is a chemical too. A lot of things I talk about are chemicals, but H2O2, hydrogen peroxide, is very beneficial to the soil if you spray it out at a concentration of 3%, which is what it comes from the grocery store at, or less. Less is even better. If you mix it with water 50-50 and you're putting out about a 1.5% solution, it starts what's called the flocculation of the soil. It starts the softening of the soil just instantly. If you did it over and over and over again, you'd actually do damage because it would kill bacteria just like it does on a cut on your hand, on your finger.
Right.
So,
but
yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, and what I was going to say is at other levels, it will kill plants. If you put it out, for example, if you bought the concentrated stuff that is available from 27% to 35%, if you sprayed that stuff on plants, it would fry the plants. It would just completely kill them. It'll kill plants at 10%. If you diluted the concentrated stuff down to 10%, it still would function as a herbicide. So my answer is it just depends on the concentration.
Okay, can you use just a handheld squeeze trigger thing?
Mm-hmm.
Would that work for that?
Yeah, I use it on my roses if they have black spot, or if I'm doing, you know, some the whole sick tree treatment for rose rosette or something like that. When I'm doing the pruning, I'm spritzing not only the pruning cuts but the pruning shears in between cuts. And for that, you can use anywhere from the 3% down to the 1.5% as well. You know, the diluted 50-50 with water. Either way, it'll work pretty well.
Okay. And the real reason that I called is in my backyard, I have San Augustine grass. And lately, I've noticed there appears to be like a black powder growing on the grass. And I've never seen it before. And we've been in this house for 23 years. And I have no idea what it is or what to do about it.
Well, what you're looking at there sounds awful, but it's really not. It's called slime mold. And it's one of the kind of benign funguses that grow in the garden. If you look at my website under slime mold, you'll see it along with the other versions. Some of the other ones look like a dog vomited on your ground cover. It's the same fungus. I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else. I got to go and be right back. Tired of pain and poor health? Well, before you operate or medicate, regenerate with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's internal repair system, just as I did. It's simple, safe, effective, and affordable. To learn more, call 800-341-2650. Regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine, personal health, and longevity. Call 800-341-2650 or visit AchieveVitality.net.
Hello, gardeners. It's Ann from Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers in Gloucester, Mass. If you're planting flowers, vegetables, shrubs, or just trying to keep your lawn healthy and green, then you should know about Neptune's Harvest. Neptune's Harvest fertilizers come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, which contains all the nutrients plants and soil need. Flower growers, get your sunglasses out. You'll want to use them when you're looking at how bright those colors are. Vegetable growers, with Neptune's Harvest, you can achieve the amazing results you deserve for all your efforts. You'll have the most abundant, sweet-tasting supply of organically grown produce, and there's nothing like the taste of a fresh garden tomato you grew yourself. Neptune's Harvest works so great, whether you know what you're doing or not, you'll look good, and you'll feel good, because you're doing the right thing for the environment and your health. Try Neptune's Harvest products from the ocean to set your plants in motion. Available at your local garden center, and to learn more, go to neptunesharvest.com.
Crazy water is what I drink. You should too. Crazy water is naturally alkaline with trace minerals and electrolytes for the health and body balance you need. You can buy Crazy water at retailers across Texas or go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a nearby store. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy water has been helping people feel better since 1881. It's so good, it's crazy. Website, drinkcrazywater.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we're still catching up on the calls here. JW may still be with us here. He may not have gotten on.
I am.
What can I do for you?
Well, we talked about the slime mold, and you said it looks like a dog's thrown up on it. Does it need to be treated with anything?
No, not at all. If you don't like the way it looks, you just scratch it with a cultivating tool or something like that, and it more or less goes away. The only place I've ever seen it damage a plant, JW, is if it grows completely over a little small seedling or something like that. You know, it just smothers it. There's no toxicity to it at all. The ones in the grass that look like cigarette ashes or whatever, you know, they'll get sooty-looking stuff on your shoes and socks is the only thing negative about that.
You can probably wash that down with water.
Yeah, you can. And you could kill it with baking soda and you know, the hydrogen peroxide would kill it. Any of the things that we use for, disease control would take it out. Cornmeal.
Okay, finally, I use the dry molasses cornmeal every year and I have forever. But I was listening to one of your ads on the breaks, and you were talking about growing green. If you had to choose between the dry molasses and the cornmeal and the growing green, which would you want to use?
You use corn, regular cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal, or corn gluten meal?
Well, what we buy at your advertisers.
Well, they sell both. That's what I'm saying. The whole ground cornmeal.
50-pound bags.
You need to look and see which one it is. If it's whole ground cornmeal, it would function as a very, very mild fertilizer. You wouldn't get much pop from a fertilizer standpoint at all, but it's a wonderful disease control. The dry molasses, like I talked earlier in the show, would function as a mild fertilizer. Corn gluten meal, on the other hand, is a very powerful organic fertilizer. It's the protein part of the cornmeal. So if you use corn gluten meal and dry molasses, that would function about the same way the Medina product you mentioned, the growing green, would function. Whole ground cornmeal and dry molasses would give you some benefits, but it's not going to give you the fertilizer value that the growing green would.
Is the growing green something you would use a broadcast
Yes.
Spread it with.
Right. Uh-huh.
All right. All right, man. That's it. You help everybody so much, and I appreciate you.
Well, thanks for calling. Really appreciate it. Talk to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, any of the organic fertilizers that I talk about, the Growing Green is Medina's, the Nature's Creation is a really good one. Maestro Grow is a good one. Good Natured is a good one. There's a bunch of them. The Neptune's Harvest folks have great products. There's a bunch of good. We're really lucky here in Texas. We have more options than a lot of you around the country do, but it's starting to build more and more. Unfortunately, the products aren't available like they should be, and the reason is not enough people in the business know how to do this natural organic approach, and the reason is it's not taught in any universities. It's why we did the online course, the 15-chapter online course that we have, and if you're not familiar with it, click on the red button at the top of the page of dirtdoctor.com where it says Buy Books, Art, and Class. The class is our online school. I teach it. And you take it a chapter at a time, obviously, and then you have to pass a test 100% before you get through the whole thing and become certified by the nonprofit, the Texas Organic Research Center. That under that same red button, you'll find all my books. My books on a whole bunch of different subjects, but all from the natural organic standpoint, and also my art, the natural organic art. The purchase of any of those things through the website, through that area there on the website, helps to support the mission of the Texas Organic Research Center. It is nonprofit, 501c3, so your purchase price is tax-free, and then it's also tax deductible. So if you haven't checked it out yet, please do. Here's Mike in Wiley, Texas. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Howard. How are you today?
Could not be better on this Mother's Day. What's up with you?
Well, I've got a compost bin. I made it out of one of the 50-gallon plastic barrels, you know, have it up and holes in it and all that. And I have not been able to get that thing to heat up like I read that they're supposed to, you know, really get the best benefit out of.
The thing that'll kick it up is one, volume. The larger the volume of compost, the better, easier it is because it just holds the heat inside the pile better. You don't have to worry about whether it's in sun or shade or any of that thing. You can do it inside the house from that standpoint, but you do have to have enough volume for the biological activity to be up high enough. That's where the heat comes from. The next thing is if it's not heating enough, you may need more protein to it. You may have too much brown stuff and not enough green. Green plants and manure, organic fertilizer, molasses will help to do that. And then just keeping the moisture level about as wet as a squeezed-out sponge, and you'll get that temperature to get up 140, 150 degrees.
And how long? Well, I used grass clippings. We've got some property, has some cows. I've tried some, you know, cow manure. I had urine on it. I've heard that's a good nitrogen source.
Yeah,
you know,
it is. Got it to heat up?
No, I can't. Not well. You know, maybe one or two days it might have, but it doesn't seem to stay that way.
Mike, let me put you on hold. We'll talk a little more when I come back on it. I'm Howard, and I'll be back.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They are fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
To live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
With the changing of seasons and the transition to winter plantings, Medina offers the perfect fertilizer for your gardening needs. Medina's Growing Green is an organic fertilizer derived from pasteurized poultry manure, humate, and molasses. It produces three stages of activity, including balanced nutrient supply, structure repair through soil supplementation, and nutrient availability. Your lawn, flowers, trees, vegetable garden, and potted plants will all love Medina's Growing Green. Versions of Garrett Juice are also made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your residential or commercial property, Medina is a choice I highly recommend. Ask for Medina at hardware stores, garden centers, and farm stores. Medina, a strong Dirt Doctor recommendation. For more information on everything they have to offer, go to MedinaAg.com. Medina, over 50 years of proven performance. It's MedinaAg.com. All righty, Howard, back with you, and we needed to talk a little bit more about Mike's compost. Mike, you still there?
I am.
Let's start from the beginning. Where do we have this compost? Is it in a store-bought composter, or where do you have it?
It's in a homemade bin that I made.
How big is it?
It's those blue barrels, it's about 50 gallons.
Okay. Well, that may be a little bit of our problem right there. When you have it in a solid barrel like that, it's not breathing very well. And oxygen, air in the compost is a pretty important part of it.
I got a bunch of holes drilled around in it.
Well, that'll help,
but
it still limits it compared to it. The best place to compost is a pile. Out, exposed to air all the way around. So that's a little bit of our problem. So what you need to do in the barrel that's probably going to help you, since you're using a lot of the good stuff and all, is to turn it a little bit more often, dump it out and put it back in there and keep it turned and aerated. It might be better for you to go ahead and set up another pile outside, maybe a little bigger if you can, and turn it more and experience how much better it works since it's more exposed to the air.
Okay. Once it dries, if it does, start heating up, I guess keeping it moist is real important. If it if it dries up, it kind of, you kind of have to start it all back over again.
Well,
you
know, it's really better to have it more on the dry side than a moist, than too moist. It'll turn into compost no matter what. Even if it doesn't get up to temperature, it's going to rot and turn into a useful product. It would just be a lot better if it gets the temperature and it develops the the fungus strands in the material. And you'll tend to get that easier and more thoroughly if it's more toward a little bit of a dry side, like a squeezed-out sponge, than if it's too wet. If it's too wet, you'll also see it develop these maggots in it, which are the black soldier fly larvae. Now, they're not detrimental or anything. They just like moist or wet compost. So you'll start seeing them if you're keeping it a little bit too much on the wet side.
Okay. I noticed when I open the door and look in there to, you know, evaluate it, it's got these little gnats, you know, a bunch of little gnat-like, you know, things flying around in there. I don't know if that's...
Well, that's probably what they are, is fungus gnats. You'll have them along with the black soldier flies if it's staying on the wet side. So just try to keep it a little bit more aerated, and I think you'll get the temperature up and have it a better quality compost.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Howard.
I
have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
And probably be a good idea to go ahead and try it out on the outside. So I meant to do this in the first hour, so let me do it so I don't forget it before the end of the show. And, Jane, I'll be right with you. I was asked by email if you could make your own agrilawn-type herbicide. I'm getting a lot of questions, of course, at this time of the year. I'm surprised I hadn't had that many on the show today about weed control. And my main weed control recommendation, especially in turf, is to mow regularly, leave the clippings on the ground, fertilize on a regular basis with an organic fertilizer, spray a little Garrett juice on from time to time. Put the, if you haven't yet, put the rock minerals and the sugars out at least one time, and you'll be amazed at how the healthy turf will crowd out the weeds. With a few exceptions, and I've got some at the office now. I've got horse herb, which is a plant I like. It's a ground cover I like, invading out in the grass in a couple of places. And that's one of the weeds, quote-unquote weeds, like clover and vetch and things like that, that this agrilawn crabgrass killer will kill. But people are telling me I was talking to Ron Hall, who's one of the organic landscape contractors here in Dallas, about it yesterday, and he was talking about the fact that it's a little bit too expensive and it didn't quite work the way he wanted to, and got to talking about the fact that the top is designed with holes in it, and it gives you the impression you're supposed to sprinkle it out with that. Well, it doesn't work very well if you do it that way. And I've talked to the owner about it. For agrilawn crabgrass killer to be used on your turf and kill weeds really well, it works great. I've used it to kill false strawberry and Virginia buttonweed and all kinds of things. But you've got to put it out in a fine dusting. And you do that after you wet the whole area down. You got to water it first. It's got to be real wet, and then you dust it out real finely like that with a dusting miser or some kind of a puffer. A turkey baster will work, some other puffing device that puts it out in a fine dusting, and it settles gently on the ground. Man, if you do that, it really works well, and it's actually pretty cost-effective. You can buy it in bags. You don't have to buy it in the little containers with the holes in the top of it. The question that I got, though, from a listener was a good one. It said, can you make it yourself? And the answer is yes. We had a listener give me a formula that I used one time that worked beautifully, and it's basically a base of baking soda, and then you add some cinnamon to it. I think cinnamon is the active ingredient in the thing. In fact, if that listener that gave me that formula originally, I can't find it anymore, is still listening, send it to us again. I don't mind making it available to people if they don't want to buy a commercial product. That's kind of our philosophy. We tell people, how to make the garret. Using different people have different versions of it, and sometimes they copy exactly what we recommend, which is fine. But if you put into a pound of baking soda somewhere between a teaspoon and an ounce of cinnamon, you can play around with it. And again, you get into that cost effectiveness type of thing. You don't want to put more cinnamon in it than you need. But what happens, the cinnamon is what, when you dust it out there, it turns yellow at first, and then it turns black and kills the weeds. I think the commercial product probably has some other herbs in it too. Curcumin, some other things maybe. I don't know. Some of it probably secret. Some of it maybe, you know, totally open for people to use. But I would do that and play around with it if you want to do it on your own. What will work even better than baking soda, though, as the base, is potassium bicarbonate, and it will be better for the soil is the reason. You know, sodium bicarbonate is what baking soda is. Potassium bicarbonate would just be a better mineral salt for the soil. And it'll cost more is the thing. So you have to weigh all those things, and that's what it all boils down to, is what's the most cost-effective and effective for you on your problem. Here's Jane in Garland, Texas. Hey, Jane.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you.
Good, good. Hey, but first I wanted to thank you for your fire ant drench recipe.
Okay.
I have had so many fire ants, and it just it's amazing how they're just gone. They've disappeared. So thank you for that.
Well, that's good. Did you use the garret juice and just put 2 ounces of orange oil in it, or did you make it from scratch?
I bought a bag of mushroom compost, and I made compost tea out of that.
Okay.
And then added orange oil and a little bit of molasses.
Okay,
and
you made it from scratch. That's good.
Yeah, used your recipe portion-wise to drench the mounds, and it works wonders. I'm just amazed.
That's good.
My question is, I just cleaned some fresh shrimp, and I was getting ready to double bag it and put it in the trash bin, and I thought, well, wait a minute. I'm listening to Howard. Maybe it's something that can go in the compost bin. So is it okay to put it in the compost bin?
If it was once alive, it can go in the compost pile and should. The only and any kind of fish waste is extremely beneficial in the compost pile. The only negative, Jane, is that if you put it in there and you don't mix it in real well with the carbon material and get it down in there really well, it's going to attract every cat in the neighborhood. So, you know, and other wild animals as well. So there's a couple of ways to go. One is you have a compost pile that's large enough for it to be mixed in to the carbon, and there'll be a neutralizing of the odor from it, and you won't attract the wild animals. The other thing you could do is to put it in a metal container. Like Judy and I used to do this a lot. We don't do it as much as we did in the past. We'd put the kitchen scraps in a metal container and let it compost in a very wet anaerobic way for a while. And it ends up not smelling like the food anymore. Still has an odor, but the fresh fish or food fragrance is not there anymore. And then you mix that into the compost pile that's got a lot of carbon, leaves and bark and, you know, things like that. You don't have an odor problem at all. So either way works.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got one of those spinning compost bins, and it's full of composting material. So, and it was only 6 shrimp, you know, so it's not a whole bunch. So I can just toss it in there and then spin it, and it'll be fine.
You bet.
Yeah.
You bet.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Appreciate the call.
And all right, bye-bye.
We have open lines for you if you want to jump on here real quick. Got a little bit of time left at 866-444-3478. There are some products, and I'm drawing a blank on the name of the product right now, but there's a product on the market that is made from ground-up crustaceans of various kinds, shrimp shells and crab and things like that, real high mineral value, but also just the structure of the chitin and the shells in the material is used a lot for control of insect pests and things, and really beneficial to the soil. So shrimp, you know, added to the compost is definitely a good thing to do. Well, let me tell you about another good thing to do, and that is solar. If you are in the business, in the thought process of having solar panels and going solar at your office or at your house or wherever it is, I've got a recommendation. It's Bang Solar, B-A-N-G. And you can call and talk to Adam, and he can tell you about all the benefits. They've got some special things running. You may have heard some of the advertising running about it. They also sell the Generac generators, which are terrific and not a bad thing to think about with these crazy weather things that we've had and some of the things in Texas especially that have happened. So Bang Solar, it's bangsolar.com, or call them at 469-502-5757. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back right after this. Howard Garrett from my friends at Ulrich Barnes and their terrific line of sheds and cabin shells. Perfect for your backyard office. They'll deliver you a sturdy shell, and all you have to do is finish it out. Call 520-GET-SHED or visit their designers in Cleburne, Tyler, or Fort Worth, and join the many happy customers that have given Ulrich Barnes 5-star reviews. That's 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433, or visit myperfectshed.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases including Zika virus and West Nile virus, but Summit Mosquito Dunks kills mosquitoes before they are old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. For more information, go to SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Roses are one of the great landscape plants and also one of the best medicinal and culinary herbs in the world. They should be grown organically. When roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefit to the rose is squandered. Rose hip tea, or using rose petals in teas or salads, is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, buy and plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are usually the best choice. Planting, watering, feeding instructions can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. For disease control in general, spray roses with garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray plant oil products such as Pure Grow. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in the early spring or when the foliage begins to grow. For serious disease problems, apply the sick tray treatment. And to learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Hi, this is Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, for my friends at Bang Solar, the only company I recommend to go solar. Now that the economy is getting back on track, it's about time we talk more about how solar can benefit you. Here's Adam Foley, president of Bang Solar.
Thanks, Howard. We've had a great year over at Bang Solar, and we want to continue with our solar stimulus program. We want to put money back in your pocket, so that's why we're offering you another stimulus check on us. We are going to continue to keep our price at $310 a watt, and we're going to reward more of our customers. We have had such great people continue to support us through the past year, and it's been difficult. People stuck with us, believed in Bang Solar, and even our mission. So to give back to our community, we're going to give the next 100 customers their own solar stimulus of $1,200.
Wow. Listeners, you heard it first. Bang Solar is giving out their own solar stimulus worth $1,200 to the next 100 customers. Thanks, Adam. Call our friends at Bang Solar today at 469-283-5992.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
All righty, Howard, back with you. We're going to end the show today with a couple of callers talking about trees, and it reminded me the caller we had earlier in the show that called about a big tree that some arborist had said ought to come down. She was going to send me pictures, and she did, in Aubrey, Texas. And the thing I would say, I hope she's still listening, and I'll answer her directly later, but this tree obviously had a big part of it removed for some reason on one side, and the rest of it is leaning at a pretty good angle. And I like crooked trees, but there's a lot of weight on this thing, so probably need to talk to one more arborist and talk about taking some weight out of the top of that tree. But the most important thing that I need to tell this listener, hopefully still listening, is that you've got to get rid of that bed. You know, I talk about not having posy beds at the base of trees because you'll water too much, build up the soil. This isn't posy, refers to flowering plants. This tree has a ground cover bed under it, and it's growing up on the tree to a degree. So if you're going to keep that tree, step one, for sure, get rid of all that ivy, especially off the trunk and off the flare, and let's see exactly what's going on. Get an arborist to come in and look at taking some more weight off so it's a safer situation, and you may or may not be able to save that tree. All righty, let's finish up here with callers. Margaret in Centerville, Texas, what can I do for you?
Yes, good morning. Tell me, please, if ash trees were affected by the freeze, because there's one really, really large one that I am told has not come out yet, not put out its spring leaves, and that it looks like it's probably dead.
Some of them are real badly hurt, Margaret. Though the ones that are the worst that I'm seeing around my part of North Texas are the Arizona ash trees, the ones that kind of grow.
Okay, that is what I'm familiar with, Arizona ash. My parents had one of those, and so I know there are other kinds of ash, and I know this is an ash, but I don't know what kind, but it is a really, really big tree, just has not come alive this spring. So.
Well, if it's not coming out pretty decently pretty soon, it may not make it. And that's what I'm seeing from the Arizona ash here in my area. Also, green ash, some of them are damaged. The other ashes, the Texas ash that I'm seeing, are all looking beautiful and not hurt at all. I have a flowering ash in our backyard of our office, and it's doing beautifully. It hasn't been hurt at all. So some ash trees are hurt and some are not. That's all I can tell you.
Okay. Well, maybe.
Maybe is all I can give you. Do the sick tree treatment. If it's a tree that has any life in it at all, you won't have wasted any money because you're going to improve the soil there for anything else you might plant. So the sick tree treatment.
Well, that is another thing, if you're there for just a moment, because I'm no longer walking or driving. I cannot get out of my house, and it really, really bothers me that it's very difficult to get someone to do the sick tree treatment or to uncover the roots, anything like that. And I'm saying I have someone who does work for me daily, feeding the horses and taking care of the property. But
well, just show them my website, and it explains fully and clearly how to do it. And just tell him, if he's doing work for you already there anyway, just get him to do the removal of the soil first, and then you can get the products from the feed stores around close to you, put them on the surface of the soil. And it's a pretty easy procedure. I recommend you pressure him into helping you with it. Let me move on and help John, but that's the way I'd go, Margaret, okay?
Thank you again.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. And John is in Arlington, and next up. Hey, John.
Hello, this is John. Well, Ms. Garrett, I've got a question about fig trees. What is the best one for this weather when it gets down to like around zero?
I don't think there is any difference. All of them that I'm seeing, the Celeste and all the others, all the other varieties that are on the market that I've seen, mine are hand-me-downs. I've got them from other gardeners, you know, and I'm seeing the figs across the board damaged very badly in the top. Most of them all the way to the ground. Some of them are trying to come out from the trunks. But all you can do is just cut the dead part off, let them grow back from that base, and we may not have a lot of production this next year. But they'll come back and they'll do fine. Do a version.
Mine's completely dead. That's why I was wondering. So, yeah, it's gone.
That's
the reason why I was wanting to try to find something. Also, one other question is, Temper, you talk about your fire ant killer, and this right here is ingredients for cinnamon, 95%, and insert is corn, flour, wheat flour, sodium bicarbonate in there, and also it's a crabgrass killer.
Yeah, that's what the crabgrass killer is.
It's
potassium.
Called Agro Crabgrass Killer.
Yeah, that's the Agrilon Crabgrass Killer, and you can make it at home. Just mix a little cinnamon into baking soda or sodium bicarbonate and put it out on the entire turf after you wet it down. Cinnamon will help with weeds and with insects and diseases at different levels. You just play around with it. The PureGrow line of products is the commercial way to get that same technology. I've enjoyed being with you. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Again, thanks for being here. Dave, thanks for your help, and we will see everybody next week. Enjoy your gardens.